It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE. Pardon me, Jacksonville's number one music station. Yeah, I was a little choked up. Well, Justin was screaming at me, so yeah. I was a little
sorry.
Shia LaBeouf. Anyway, it's a very weird day. Justin's screaming, Megan's all upset. Which, by the way, Megan, I'd like to point out something to you because
Great.
And explain.
Okay, please and, do.
Okay, earlier today, Megan. Let me just set it up for everybody. Earlier today, Megan comes in and she was talking about work and whatever. It was like 5:30, right, when we first got here.
Yeah,
and she yawned, like she went. Like
it
that, right?
It wasn't that intense.
Okay, but it was a big yawn.
Yeah.
And while she was yawning, I said, "You look tired," because
no,
she was yawning.
I feel like you said that before I yawned.
No. I said that mid-yawn. And then you said, "That's rude."
It is rude to tell a girl that she looks tired.
Why
that
is it
basically
rude?
Basically means, oh, you look like crap.
No.
There's no other way to go around. You look tired is not like a compliment.
You were yawning.
Oh, right, I know.
So you look like people don't yawn. Okay, I'm sorry. You look really bored. Is that another better way to put it?
I get that. That's fine because I was yawning, whatever. You said that. But I still feel like it's not the nicest thing to tell somebody that you look tired because it means you look like crap. It means you have bags under your eyes and, you know, like, and yeah, I am tired.
So what? Okay. So number one, you are tired.
We wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm always tired.
I don't understand why if you're yawning and you actually are tired, and I say, Megan, you look tired. Why that's mean?
Because you look tired means basically you look like crap.
What should I have said?
And then
you are acting tired.
Let me say this:
you seem tired. Would that have been better?
Then I went to the bathroom. I put makeup on. I walked back into the room, and you went, "Oh, you don't look tired anymore."
Well, that's because at that point I was.
That literally justifies my case that you're saying I looked like crap because I didn't have any makeup on.
Clearly, at that point in time, I was just purposely being an ass.
Yeah,
duh.
Right. You didn't realize you were being an ass until I called you out on it.
No, because you were all mad about me, so I was like, well, I'll definitely even say something when she finally puts makeup on.
No way, dude. You definitely realized you messed up after you said that, and now you're like, I meant to do that.
I clearly did. I knew you were in there putting on makeup so you wouldn't look tired anymore.
No, I was... Damn it. See, that's so mean.
Okay, so what else is mean? Like, can I tell?
You can't tell a girl that they look tired, especially if they're like not wearing makeup. That means like you're saying you look like crap without makeup.
That's okay. That's really an extrapolation.
I don't think so.
Justin,
especially
back
when
me
I went from
here.
Not wearing makeup to wearing makeup, and then you say, "Oh, you don't look tired."
I was joking. Clearly, oh my god,
such a liar.
When you were not joking. If you are yawning, if you're mid yawn, like Justin yawn, just yawn. Doesn't he look tight? No, he looks something else.
He looks a little scary,
actually. Looks like a blow-up doll. I don't know what's going on. Is that how you yawn, really?
I don't know. I can't just, like, fake yawn. No. You can't just fake that stuff.
All right, well, okay. I just fake yawned like 5 minutes ago. I don't know.
Into a blow-up doll.
He really did. If you put some of Megan's makeup on, you'd look exactly like one.
I look like a tired blow-up doll.
Blob doll?
The blow-up doll.
Now Megan's like, are you saying I look like a blow-up doll? That's so mean. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. Does tired mean you look like crap? Bernie from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Great, Bernie. What do you want to say about telling someone they look tired?
Oh, Mark. Okay, so three-word sentence, right? There's really no positive context for the word tired. Like, synonyms for tired are, you know, worn out, whatever. It's not good. And I think where you really fell apart was you prefaced it with "you look."
Yeah.
So yeah, there's really no good.
But she was yawn. Like if someone's yawning, I mean that there's only two reasons you yawn: if you're tired or bored. And the show hadn't even started, so I knew she wasn't bored.
Right. Well, but she could have said, "You must be a little tired this morning." That's different than "you look."
So that's but Megan. If
you
I had said
tired.
If I said, "Megan, you seem tired," or "Megan, are you?"
Yeah, "you seem tired" would not have
totally
offended
different.
Me at all.
I don't.
Totally different.
I mean, it's really.
When you say you look tired. You look worn out, beat down, dragged down. You don't look good.
Right, exactly. And
this all seemed,
and I probably didn't. Like, let's be honest. I probably looked very...
Megan, you always look fantastic.
But I'm saying...
And then it was 5 in the morning. You're probably lucky she didn't hit you, for real.
Well, right? She was too damn tired to hit me. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Natalie from Middleburg. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
Great, Natalie. What'd you want to say here? Is you look tired insulting?
thing because it makes me feel like I need to go put makeup on and then look better.
Yeah.
I mean, I just totally agree. Like, and especially if, like, after I do go put the makeup on, if my boyfriend be like, oh, you look totally, like, not so sleepy anymore.
Yeah. It's like, basically, it's like you're saying, oh, my God, you look so much better with all
okay,
that crap on
your
you
face. Walked out with makeup on, I knew you would put makeup on, and I knew it would get you all riled up if I said you don't look tired
anymore.
You're
such a liar.
Of course I did.
You're just saying that now because you feel bad.
I don't feel bad. How long have you known me?
I so agree with you. Like, it is.
All right.
It's so insulting.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. By the way, I would like to point out that I don't feel bad about any of this.
Ever. I don't feel bad about a thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Okay. No, there was one time I think I felt bad.
Oh.
But no, I'm not saying I feel bad about this. I'm just confused as to why that's insulting to tell someone while they're yawning that they look tired.
Because you're telling me I look like crap.
I'm not. I'm telling you look tired or sleepy.
Which is not good. That's like you basically are like, hey, are you even alive?
It'd be different if I said, Megan, you gonna throw on some makeup? Because
I feel like that's basically what you said. Especially when I walk out of the bathroom and I have makeup
that
on.
You have to delete that from the. That
I can't
was
just delete
a joke.
It.
Just delete. That
not
was
the way it
part.
Works. You've been married for a long time. You should know that.
That is true. So we're learning a lot about women, which is exciting. It's something that everyone should probably know a little bit about.
Yeah.
It's
never too late, Mark.
Can't say they look tired. It's a big no-no.
No.
Justin found out also that you can't pick them up when they're sleeping.
Yeah, that doesn't go well. No, it just don't. Yeah.
Why did you pick your girlfriend up again while she was sleeping?
She wouldn't want to sleep on the couch.
Well, but she was sleeping on the couch.
Right. And then...
See, I don't understand that either. You're like my wife, Justin.
Well, like, I've just, like, people were coming home and didn't, you'd get woken up, so figure I'd just wake you up myself and then, so you can go to bed and then you don't have to get.
So you lifted her up like what? Like you're a caveman or something?
Like I was going to pick her up. Yeah, I just, like, was going to pick her up and take her to bed.
And then what did she do?
Cute, though.
She got mad.
You got mad, yeah. I would too. My wife always yells because I'll like go home and like take a nap on the couch, and she's like, "Get up and go to the bedroom." And I go, "I'm fine right here." She goes, "You clearly can't sleep here." I go, "I actually was sleeping until you started yelling at me." I go, "Like I'm very comfortable in this position."
We feel like you should be in the bed though. It's more comfortable, you know. Like, and then the kids are gonna be around and loud, and maybe you should.
We
go.
Also,
I don't mind that though. I'm okay with that.
We got a message on Facebook. Robert says, "Hey Mark, never ask a woman if she's okay. It's almost as bad as asking if she's tired."
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never ask
Megan.
I mean, I feel especially if they're not okay. That's well. I mean, it's a good way to figure it out. If you say like if I said Megan, are you okay? And she'd go, yeah. Why? Then she's fine. But if she was like,
not okay.
What do you suggest? Like, why does everyone ask me if I'm okay?
Why
then
would
clearly,
I not be okay?
Clearly, there's some kind of issue.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I don't think that would offend me though. You can ask me if I'm okay. It's fine. It's not like you're like, why are you so ugly?
What if I said, what if I said, Megan, are you okay because you look tired?
No, that's mean.
Oh, okay.
Double whammy.
You can't say you look tired.
I don't think that's mean.
You seem tired. Seem.
No, I know.
You seem
I get
tired.
It.
You look tired is saying like you don't have any makeup on and it's 4 a.m. and you're probably are tired, but
right.
You don't look very good.
So what if I said you seem annoying AF? Would that be fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay, cool. Perfect. Well, then 340-9595.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.